Hey guys, happy Sunday morning to you. We're getting ready to go live here at 11, 2 minutes away. And while we're waiting on people to get on, just want to take a couple of minutes and pray. We need prayer. All of us need prayer. And I'm going to believe for this thing to be over real soon. But while this is going on, we need to pray for our leadership. Our leadership needs prayer. And this is not a political thing at all. This is a united thing. We are still the United States of America. We need to pray for our leadership right now. So I'm going to lead a prayer. Just ask you to join in with me. Will you do that? Father God, you are almighty, in you there is no weakness at all. Where would we be without you? God, this is a very trying time for us, but you're the God that can handle it all.
Thank you.
So we trust you. Let our faith arise. Let our faith arise. Let the enemy be scattered in Jesus' name. Lord, we lift to you our country from the top down, our president, President Donald Trump. We pray for him. We pray over him. We pray over our Senate, over our Congress, over our House of Representatives, over every executive office, over everyone that has the power to make decisions, that their decisions are going to create a life that we live and boundaries for it. So God, we pray over the decisions that they make, that they will line up with you. And we trust you above all. We're not putting our faith and confidence in men, but we do have authorities. And your word says that we are to pray for them. So that's what we're doing. We're praying for them. We're praying for unity. We're praying that there be no divisions, God, that we come together. Our country is looking to you. The whole world is looking to you.
Thank you.
And how can we be a country that helps this world if we're not unified? And I just pray over our leadership in Jesus' name, according to your word. Give them wisdom, give them understanding, give them knowledge, give them skilled knowledge so that we can move ahead and make right choices, so that we can come out of this sooner than later. God, I pray for those that are on the front lines, those that are giving immediate care, those that are putting their own lives at risk. We bring them to you, God. Put a hedge of protection around them.
Yes.
So that they can function without fear. Speak against fear. Lord, that you said we're not supposed to be anxious about anything, but with everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, we make our petitions known to you. So here it is, Lord, we need you.
Yes.
We trust you.
Yes.
We're turning to you. Many are turning back to you. Many people, their eyes are being opened right now.
Yes.
To the God that they need. And to the believer, let us be who you've called us to be and rise up to this occasion. In Jesus' name, I thank you for peace through you. Amen. Christine and I are going to sing a couple of choruses. Ask you to just join in with us.
Hey, it's good to see everybody this morning. We decided to just come to you live from our home office. So we're just so glad that you've decided to join your family together with ours this morning. And it's so great. This is a wonderful time to be the church, where we are not confined to a building. We can come together just like this. I hope that you will raise your hands and worship the Lord in your living rooms and bring the presence of the Lord today on this day into your home. So just join with us and let's worship the Lord together. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Tears so sweet to try.
Thank you.
Patience in us. It's going to work itself out to where we resemble you. We reflect you. We are a representation of you in this world. Thank you for that, Lord. You're good all the time, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hey, I'm so blessed. I'm luckier. I'm more blessed than most preachers. I'll just go ahead and say it. I got her. So thank you for my wife, Christine. She's not all looks.
morning.
Hey guys, we're going to get right into scripture because we want to be very conscious of your time. So I'm going to do one thing right here.
I want to say something while he's getting things ready. I just want to shout out to all the parents this week that became homeschool teachers overnight. Especially those of you with little ones. And I've been so impressed with the creative ways you have found to have your kids occupied during this week. And I want to say to the moms too, don't be fooled by all the home-baked and crafts and all that stuff that you see your friends post, because we know too, we're praying for you as you're home and you're in a new rhythm, that peace will fill your home. And if you've lost it on your kid this week, or if you thought about putting a pillow over your husband's face at night or locking your kids in the basement, it's okay. It's a new day and a new start tomorrow. But for real, it's a place that none of us have ever been in before. Some of you are trying to work from home, and you're trying to also homeschool your kids and entertain them. And we're praying for you and praying a spirit of creativity over you and patience, and every fruit of the Spirit be manifest in your home this week. So
that's right. So what I was doing was setting a timer. So whatever she says does not count against my time. This is meant to keep me from being long-winded. Okay, here we go. Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. This is a king praying. This is David praying. Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth, I will cry to you when my heart is overwhelmed. Wow. You mean a king's heart can get overwhelmed? If a king's heart can get overwhelmed, yours can too.
Yes.
And he said this, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. You know, a king is supposed to be able to do everything or have everything done. And he's reached a place of desperation where he needs to be recalibrated because he's lost his reference point. And I believe in our country right now, it'd be real easy for us to lose our reference point. And our reference point always has to come back to Jesus. He said, lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
Right.
In other words, what he's saying, I don't know where to go, and I don't even know how to get there. The one thing I do know is I cannot stay where I am at. And I believe that we can arrive at that place easily. So what I'm going to say to you is that place where we need a reference point is where our faith as believers has to step in, has to. As a believer, it's so foundational that our faith steps in. It is a place where trust happens. Trust. People have said, so this is a place of faith and trust. There's a common phrase where people say, my trust has to be earned. You ever heard anybody say that? Maybe you said it. I don't just give my trust away. My trust has to be earned. The truth of that is that you do give trust away, because trust is not earned. We say it is, but trust is not earned. Trust is actually given. Mistrust is what's earned.
Wow, that's good.
You give somebody trust. You have to take a chance on it. You have to take a chance on it. So I believe and I hope that I'm not just speaking to believers this morning. I hope that there are some people out there who are going to give God a chance.
Amen.
You're going to give some trust. Let's go ahead and tell you, people will fail you, but God never will.
Amen.
You can give people trust and they will mistrust. So mistrust is earned, but trust is given. So I'm just saying your faith needs to, as believers, our faith has to operate at the level of past experiences. What did God get you through before? That's what I'm saying. What has God done for you in your past? What were your previous mountains that you can look back on and say, if God got me through that, he'll certainly get me through this.
Amen.
And him getting me through this is going to help me get through whatever next is to come.
Yeah.
Because I believe there are going to be a lot of nexts in our life, and we have to be prepared for them. We have to be ready for them. So for the believer, your faith needs to operate at the level of your past experience. But what about the unbeliever? What about if you don't have past experiences with God? Well, that's okay. It's just time right now to establish a track record with God. Give trust. Give trust a chance. Don't look at God like he's got to earn this. He's already done everything that needs to be done. It's already finished in his Son, Jesus Christ. And for you to understand that is what's going to become so important to you.
Yes.
Establish. That's how I'm able to look back as a believer and say, God got me through this. His track record was impeccable. And to be honest, there were times I didn't know where he was. I didn't understand because I don't have what he has. He has the ability to see everything. I see small segments. Those little segments mean so much to me, but he's got the big picture. So when I trust and I give him the trust, he never misuses that. He's always good. I want you to... Our perception of God has to be correct.
Right.
It has to be on target according to his word so that you can understand God's character. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people, unfortunately, they have created God to be this thing according to their expectations when that's not who God is. God has a character. And he's bound to his character. There's some, certain things that he's going to do every time.
Right.
And you need to understand that. So let's take the word understand. Why do you need to understand? Why does the Proverbs, why does the book of Proverbs talk about getting understanding, why it's so important? It's very simple. What you understand is what you will be able to stand under. Mm-hmm. So if you have an incorrect understanding, then your very foundation is shaken from the start and it will not last. So what I understand is what I'm able to stand under. And the Bible speaks of us going from glory to glory in Christ and that we actually begin to take on his appearance while these things happen. We go from glory to glory. So glory to glory isn't this just great smooth line that if I'm saved and I'm a Christian and I'm believing in God, then everything's just always going to be up here. No. There can't be a glory to glory without something that makes a distinction between glory and glory. Let me get this right. Okay, well, whatever. I'm trying to see myself. But from glory to glory, we understand there has to be these valleys between the mountains. So my understanding is that God takes me into things to bring me out of things for his glory.
Amen.
To be established in the earth.
John, we're pretty outcome driven, you know,
yeah,
as a society. And even as believers, we're pretty outcome driven. And so we tend to praise God when everything looks normal, when everything is going the way that we planned for it to go. And how many of you in the past few years have had things not go as planned? This family sure has. And I just want to say we have a tendency to praise God when things are going normal or like we thought we would, and we question him when it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And we tend to like formulas, like a hard time plus staying faithful to God is going to equal the outcome we hoped for.
Yeah.
And it doesn't always turn out that way. The captions that we write under the things that we go through in our life are not always the truth. And so it takes maturity and it takes going through these things and looking back at the track record. Some of my greatest fears in my life have been realized in these past 15 months.
Yeah.
You know, the loss of my child and our child. And but that doesn't change who God is.
Yeah.
And this is the thing. I can look back on my life. I've given this example before. We've been married for 26 years, almost 27 years. And if I saw John Morgan walking down the street with his arms around another woman, my first instinct would be, did she pass out? Was she in a car accident? Is she hurt? Does she need help? My first instinct would not be, what is my husband doing stepping out on me? Because I know the man. And that's the thing that God has taught me through this hard time in our lives is even when I can't understand all of the ins and outs of what he's doing, I know the man, and he's been faithful to me, and he's been faithful to our family. And even if he could explain it all, I would never understand.
Yeah.
It reminds me of those long math problems on the chalkboard that fill up a whole wall. And mathematicians, hats off to you, you're way smarter than I'll ever be. And when you put this and then you fill up a whole wall equals this, I believe you. But I will never understand how you got from there to there. And that's how I feel about these things that we go through, these mountains that we climb, these valleys that we go through from glory to glory, looking like we could never understand. I have had to tell God, not with a stomped foot and with defiance, I'll never understand why you did this. I say to him with a humble heart, I'll never understand. But the one thing I do trust is your character.
Yes.
I know who you are. And when we get to glory one day, I will understand. But in the meantime, glory to glory and everything in between is supposed to shape my life to look more like you. And that's the important thing. It's not that I can check off on everything and understand everything. It's that I am willing to, in the midst of the greatest pain of my life, be conformed to his image.
Amen. So what you understand is how you're able to keep from falling because you stand under what you understand.
That's right.
And you have a very strong place. You've been to the rock.
That's right. But if we're always looking to get out of the suffering or the pain or the trial, then we will never understand what it means to stand on the mountaintop.
Right.
Well, what we have to understand is we can't predict what's going to happen, but we will know that we can know in Christ that we will be okay.
Yes.
That we will be okay. And we tie our hope as we climb from, when you go through a mountaintop experience, you know that there is a descending and then there is another ascending. And so in between those times, we have to tie our hope as we climb, not to a specific outcome, but to the very heart of God.
Yes.
And that's what will help us traverse those times when we don't see God, feel God, hear him, where we feel fearful, where we feel confused, is to tie our hope to the person of God.
Yeah. So right now, where are we? Well, this scripture is a very good description. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 and 9 says this, "We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed." So which one are you? The people talk about the glass. There we go. There's my little jar, water jar. It's about half full or it's about half empty. It depends on how you look at it. It's your perspective. It's your reference point. So where are you? Are you hard pressed or are you not crushed? Mm-hmm. Are you perplexed or not in despair? Persecuted, not forsaken, struck down, not destroyed. As believers, we don't have to choose a side. We're both. I'm hard pressed and I'm not crushed.
Amen.
Being a believer, being a Christian does not keep me from being hard pressed. It just keeps me from being not crushed.
Right.
See, I've got that place of reference where I often have to recalibrate that. We have to recalibrate that. Just like going down the road with your GPS, if it gets off track or you make a wrong turn, your GPS will give you that little line where it's moving, and all of a sudden it's saying, recalibrating.
Yes.
Well, right now, maybe you need to recalibrate. Recalibrate up. Doesn't mean that the directions were ever wrong or they ever changed, because he doesn't. Right? There's the point that you're at and the point that you're headed to. But to get you from here to there, it's trusting in God. So we want to pray with you.
I want to share one other thing before we pray.
Okay.
I was just thinking, and the story came to mind that I recently heard about this man, and he was called to climb this mountain. And, you know, all throughout life, we are going to be called to challenges. And we live in the most indulgent society. We hate challenge. We hate patience. We hate waiting. We hate resistance. And that's what builds muscle, is resistance. That's what builds strength, is resistance. And I was reading the story of this man that was climbing this mountain, and there were men in white coats and there were men in black coats. And the whole way up this mountain, the men in the black coats were fighting him and grabbing at him and trying to hamper his progress. When he finally expended his energy and got to the top of the mountain, the men took off their black coats and they actually had white coats underneath. So they actually helped him by resisting him get to where he needed to be, but not too soon. They were keeping his timing in step. And I think so many times we discount God's timing. We throw in the towel, or we become discouraged, or we just sit down on the mountain when we feel that resistance, not realizing that the resistance that we feel and sometimes the things that seem to impede our progress are actually slowing us down so that God's timing can unfold perfectly in our lives. Mm-hmm. And I want to say, what we're going through right now is hard. It's hard. But I want to look at each of you and say, we can do hard.
Yeah.
We're believers. We can do hard. Mm-hmm. And this quote I read this week says, one day, hard things will not be the final things. Confusing things will not be the final things. Broken things will not be the final things. One day, everything that's wrong will finally and fully be made right. This is our hope and confidence, and it will be worth it. I'm confident that one day all will be right. When we talk about going from glory to glory, we're talking about going from a situation that keeps us at the foot of the cross, at the foot of Christ, to say, make me more like you. Make me more into your image. Every victory is not about our personal progress. It is about reflecting Christ in us. And one day, that last glory to glory is going to be the best one, because it's going to be from everything that confines us to this world, that tethers us to imperfection, and it's going to take us right into the presence of God. When I think about my daughter, I think of all the trials that she went through, from mountain to valley, to mountain to valley, until that final cresting of being in the presence of Almighty God. And that day awaits all of us.
Yes. Let's pray. Father, thank you for who you are. You're so trustworthy.
Thank you, Lord.
And we have to depend on you. And we do, gratefully, because your track record is proven every time. You will never leave us nor forsake us. I pray especially for the one who's trying to trust,
Yes. Who's
giving the trust a chance. I pray for the one who is doubting right now.
Yes.
God, drive that doubt out. Give them your word to hold on to move forward in you.
Yes.
I pray against fear in Jesus' name.
Yes.
With you, we don't have to be afraid.
Yes, Lord,
I thank you, God, for who you are. I thank you that you're going to get us through it.
Yes.
I thank you for your kingdom and that we get to be a part of it. We love you, Lord, and we're grateful for who you are in our lives. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you guys.
We love you guys. Have a wonderful week. We'll see you next week.